Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, this feels real good. What's up, everybody? I'm your boy Cartier Genius, aka Cartier Jesus. Yeah, and I'm here right now to introduce you to the one and only China. We call her. That's right. What we call it. China. It feels so good. I like to welcome you to Pieces of Me. We are real life music. Beat Nation is the army. Beat Nation Network, what up? Yo, China, what up? Illusion, queen of poetry. I mean, this girl is unstoppable. Feel me? Like, she just jumps out there and does her thing the way she know how to do it. So we're gonna kick back on this ride right here that she calls Pieces of Me. And understand, it's just pieces. Just pieces, because you're gonna get some more. But anyway, relax. Thank you for being here. You could have been anywhere in the world, but you're here with us. Let's go, China.
What's up? What's up, everybody? This is your girl, China, with the Lyrical Cypher Radio Show. Here we encourage metaphorically in tune visionaries to express themselves through the arts. And you never know what you have to say may be exactly what someone needs to hear. I just want to give a big shout-out to everybody who's listening via web. I can't see you, but I appreciate you for taking the time out to listen and rock out with us. And for everybody who's listening via phone, we appreciate you. Couldn't do this show without you guys. So I appreciate all the listeners, the ones I can't see and the ones that I can see on the switchboard. We do appreciate you. All right. So with that being said, I got a few nuggets. I got more than one nugget. And I'm just going to go ahead and go into one of the nuggets. And I would honestly say that for me, the nugget I want to share with you guys is for just the journey that I have endured within this year has been an emotional roller coaster. And, you know, I value being transparent, so I'm going to be honest and share that with you. Emotional roller coasters with relationships, emotional roller coasters with health, emotional roller coasters with family, with friends, just a lot of different things, and with jobs. And I would say through the emotional roller coasters, what I'm learning to do is lean on my higher power, to lean on God with the tears, with the, you know, the anger, with the frustration, with the different things that I have endured, with all those things are called out as far as emotional roller coasters. Even down to emotional roller coasters when I had writer's block for a while too, and it probably because I had so many other things on my mind. And when you are the initial and only caretaker, it's hard, you know, especially if you don't have help. And then if you're the initial caretaker and you need to take care, let's reverse it. I need to take care of myself, but I don't even have time to take care of myself because these duties and responsibilities are embedded in me I'm supposed to do it. But I also realized that being a caretaker, I had to take care of me. And little by little, you know, I've taken care of myself throughout the years, but I know I can always do better. I feel like we can always do better in some form or fashion in our lives. And taking you back is hard because when you've divvied yourself out to things, to people, to relationships, to our kids, to jobs, to finances, to all these different things that are connected to us in different ways, to family, to friends, all these different things, sometimes you can lose yourself. And I value who I am. I value the woman I'm becoming. And there's a poem by Intisaki Shange from the play and movie. You guys probably know about the movie For Color Girls. She says, I want my stuff back. And I literally had to say, it's time for me to take me back and take myself back and also accept the fact that even though these are things, sometimes the teacher needs to be taught too. So with that being said, I had to literally listen to myself and say, you know what? What can you change? What can't you change? Only person I can change is me. I can't change other people. I can't make other people do what I want them to do. I can't make people get along. I can't, you know, all these different things. I had to take some time to reevaluate. And sometimes we have to reevaluate daily because we get in that thought process of, if it goes this way, I'll be good. But now I'm seeing it's not. And I think it's just meant for us to go with the flow and learn from the lessons from it. And sometimes it's hard, especially I'm an analytical person. So just trying to figure those things out, figure out life, and guess what? I can. So I'm actually throwing in the towel with trying to figure out life, relationships, love, all those different things. And I'm just giving it away to, again, my higher power, which is God, and for him to asking God for help with that because I don't know. All I know is I value my peace. So when I said I want my stuff back, I want my peace back, I want my joy back, I want my happiness back, and I'm going to pray in the process and keep trusting the process. So going back to, like I say, teaching the teacher, I wrote a little synopsis about trusting the process. So I got to go back and remember. I say all the time, remember is your best friend. And I say that because remembering, but don't stay there. Just remember, okay, I learned this lesson from this. Okay, I'm going to do better this time. Okay, this happened, this, that, third, or whatever. Okay, I remember. So now I know what I need to do next time. So just remembering, okay, where I came from, don't mean you have to stay there, and don't mean that's all you are. But hopefully that helps somebody, you know, and I wasn't just ranting and raving, but that's one of my inspirational nuggets, is to take care of you. Take your stuff back, which is your, whatever you feel like your stuff is. My stuff is my peace, my joy, my happiness, you know, my love, you know, just love. I love everyone, but my love for myself too. I got to make sure I give that to me. So just learning to take myself, if I want myself back, I got to give it to myself first and continue to keep giving myself, not every now and then, every day. The same effort I could put in loving everyone and everything else, I can put into myself. Imagine how beautiful that'd be. I can't wait. I can't wait to tell you about it, and I can't wait to hear your story. So with that being said, I'm going to play a track for you guys, and I'll be right back. But remember, remember to remember, but also remember to love you.
My grandmother was an amazing woman, a labyrinth of mysterious light. Brown eyes staring through me with ease, she would set me at ease. Her slow speech and gentle hands imparting old wisdom from the deep North Carolina countryside. Black people would gather around Thomasine like a campfire, still yet moving to a warm rhythm. Her right shoulder was my favorite. After school program to lean on for affection, she would kiss the wounds beneath unbroken skin, mending my secret pieces of anguish. Grandmothers know a secret language that hushes little babies and big ones. Grown men were humbled and returned to the seething suns from which they sprout. She didn't even have to shout. Grandma spoke soft and carried no stick. Her words simply stick to the ribs. She was a home-cooked meal, serving itself from a bottomless dish, breaking bread, chicken, and fish. My Ixis BC, a practitioner of alchemy who transmuted suffering into golden experiences. She was my rock of great value. First woman I learned to bow to, the goddess within. A feminine temple among men, she was a sign of power. Never once did I see her cower from this bully of a life. Did once see her leave late night, dressed in all black like midnight. Next morning was the answer to stomach prayers, with no explanation as to how we now had a full refrigerator. My grandmother smoked Salem like peace. She drank Seagram's No. 7 and Donald Duck. The whole world could fall down, but my grandma got up at the crack of dawn to have conversations with the sun, telling it to follow my brother and I to school each morning and back each afternoon, where she'd be waiting with the peace that passed our understanding. We not understanding that she was just happy to see us home again safely in this world of insanity. My grandmother was a magi who transformed strangers into family with the wave of her palm. I got cousins, uncles, and aunts, only related because Thomasine say it be, and it is. And I live soul to soul with this mundane divinity for my first 13 years. Her slow speech and gentle hands sculpting the basis of who I is. And this poem is the least that I can give as thanks to God and grandmother, the most amazing mysteries of the universe, both all knowing yet unknown.
What's up, everybody? This is your girl, China, with the Lyrical Cycle Radio Show. And I was thinking, I want to actually dedicate this piece to anyone just coping or dealing with the situation I was just saying about, you know, sometimes we pour so much of ourselves into other people, and we lose sight of us, and we dim our light so that other people shine. And we also, you know, so like I look at the fact that we came into this world, you know, alone. And I understand, I know that we, I believe that in my heart that there is someone for everyone. But I also know that in the midst of that, we're all imperfect, but we're all given one life to live. And I think it's meant for us to enjoy life and learn from it, as opposed to like just forgetting about you, because there are things about yourself, there are things about yourself that sometimes we miss out on, you know. And I did this little skit, and I'll say this tonight, I did this little skit with my clients a long time ago, and it was amazing. And what I did was I sat a chair, just to give you a visual, I sat an empty chair in front of the person. Well, and in the chair, imagine if that was your younger self. What would you, as the age that you are now, tell your younger self that you would do for yourself? Like, as far as like, are you where you want it to be? And if not, how are you going to get there? Are you proud of yourself? Have you learned different things? Just kind of like that reevaluating thing, you know. What have you learned? And then what can you tell your younger self that you're going to do next, from the present all the way into the future? You know, just, you got the chance. We always, and I used to say this all the time when I wore the professional role to the guys who just kind of felt like giving up. Like, every day that we wake up and breathe is another chance to get it right. So guess what? Even if you didn't get it right 8 hours ago, guess what? Right now you can. You know, and your get it right and my get it right could be totally different, but you have to do what's best for you. And I just want to encourage everybody, this is my next nugget, make you happy. Be proud of you. And tap into the best version of yourself. Not because it's the right thing to do. No, it's because you feel like it's the best thing to do for you. Not because I said it, because in the end I can tell you, you're amazing, you're phenomenal. You know, I see greatness in you. But if you don't see those things in yourself, nothing I say matters. What, you know, how you feel about you, that's what matters the most. And so with that being said, I wrote this piece I wanted to share with you guys. And this piece is called I Found Me. This piece is also in my new book, Walking in Purpose with a Passion. And you can actually get this book on Amazon. It's an inspirational and motivational self-help guide and also a journal. And I'll also be teaching workshops for that as well. But if you are looking for individual sessions, workshops, group sessions, whichever you need, just call, hit me up, and we'll make it happen. So with that being said, the name of this piece is called I Found Me, and I hope this touches somebody's life today. I chose to be the ultimate sacrifice. The sacrificial lamb who gave her blood, sweat, and tears so that you might live. Expecting less, but giving more. Pushing you to believe. Deferring my dreams so that you might succeed. Opening my eyes and heart. Spreading sound advice. Dimming my light because I want you to shine. Leaving me blind to God's desires for me. Lost myself. Now I see. I denied me. So you could be a better you. Deep down inside, I know to thine own self be true. I had to lose me to find me. Now I need me. With open arms, I receive all that God has for me. It is my time to breathe. So I hope that peace helps somebody in some way. And with that being said, guys, we're going to move to the next track, and I'll be right with
visionaries able to look through the clouds when there's a storm. Yes, he or she is not the norm. Visionaries able to look through the clouds when there's a storm. Yes, he or she is not the norm. Visionaries able to look through the clouds when there's a storm. Yes, he or she is not the norm. Visionaries able to look through the clouds when there's a storm. Yes, he or she is not the norm. Visionaries able to look through the clouds when there's a storm. Yes, he or she is not the norm. Chosen vessels much needed. Vision is the root word. See well beyond our peripheral. Sight is placed in psyche by the Most High God. Others may not see when it's erected. They feeling the anointing is gifts. Seeing the spirits of damnation being lifted. Able to look through the clouds when there's a storm. Yes, he or she is not the norm. Visionaries able to look through the clouds when there's a storm. Yes, he or she is not the norm. Visionaries able to look through the clouds when there's a storm. Yes, he or she is not the norm. Visionaries are givers, not only in their physical. They give of their dreams to walk upon earth. They run without faint, even when it seems they ran out of steam. The engine keeps coasting on their faith. Motivated to keep on reaching, the Lord's prayer will restore their place, so the captives would be free. See, they could dream dreams also. Visionaries able to look through the clouds when there's a storm. Yes, he or she is not the norm. Visionaries able to look through the clouds when there's a storm. Yes, he or she is not the norm. Visionaries able to look through the clouds when there's a storm. Yes, he or she is not the norm. Visionaries able to look through the clouds when there's a storm. Yes, he or she is not the norm. The young will dream dreams while the visionaries pronounce their vision. Insightful, increasing their territory. Holiness mindful from what their enemy so long had hidden. The Lord said, I give these things my humble visionaries. For the people can realize it's me. Dream on as you're led strong in spirit and truth. Others may run. Doubt when it's scary. Visionaries moving through the darkness with faith and prayer as they tarry. As he helps visionaries ease the load that we carry. Visionaries to be able to look through the clouds when there's a storm. Yes, he or she is not the norm. He or she is not the norm. Visionaries, he or she are not the norm.
What's up? What's up, everybody? This is your girl, Chyna, with the Triple Cypher Radio Show. All right, so I got another, I have another nugget for you guys. I'm going to be hitting you guys with a lot of nuggets tonight. Hopefully, they help. If they can't, like I say, if I give you something that you can use, if you can't talk that I won't be offended. And also, if I ever tell you something, and like I said, these are just my thoughts, look it up. You know, figure things out for yourself. Like, I'm just another vessel, just spreading what I'm learning. As I'm learning, I'm growing, and it's working for me. So I just pass it on. I'm not saying that I know that I don't have the answer. I don't have, you know, I'm still learning and growing as I'm going. But I just give you what I'm learning. And like I say, if it can help you, that's cool. If it can't and it's not what you need, I understand. So with that being said, I am going to do something that I've never done. Well, I have done because I just shared a poem with you, but I'm going to read you a snippet from my book. And I'm hoping that this helps somebody in some form of fashion today. But this is just a quick snippet of something I wrote. And it's just in the back of my head to share with you. And the first topic that I wrote about was about defining. And I think that, you know, sometimes we get lost in what the old folks say, lost in the sauce, you know, lost in the sauce of being ideal for other people, living your life vicariously through other people, thinking that, hey, well, I was raised this way, or this is this way, and this is that way, or whatever. That this is all. This is who I am. And just because, and I've learned that just because you were raised a certain way or learned a certain thing this way, if I learned to write with my left hand backwards, I can learn to write with my right hand backwards, if that makes any sense. I can learn a good behavior, or I can unlearn a bad behavior. You know, it's just a lot of different things that we can do. Just in general, just to make life a little better for us. And I think we just fall short in that sometimes. Just, you know, caught up in the expectation of what we think people want from us. But being the best version of yourself is amazing, you know. And sometimes I think we lose sight of that because wanting to live up to everybody else's expectations. And I don't think we're meant to do that. I think that we're meant to grow, learn, and be the best versions of ourselves, the best way we know how. And I wrote this snippet about just defining yourself. And you define you, not nobody else telling you. You know, you figure out who you want to be, how you want to do it, and what's best for you. And just going from there. So, one moment. I'm going to get these guys for you. I appreciate you guys bearing with me. Give me one sec. See, when I'm trying to do things, it's not going the way I want it to, but it's okay because we're going to figure this thing out. Oh, also, while I'm trying to get this together, I would love for you guys to come out this Saturday to Illusions. On Saturday, November 30th, we are featuring RFS, which is the Riddick Family Singers. And also, my little brother, Big Wavy, will be in the building. He will be featuring. And the show is going to be dope. I'm so excited about it because my brother's featuring, first and foremost, and then also the Riddick Family Singers are amazing. And this is a show you don't want to miss because this is actually the last show for the year. And 2020, we're going to get back in it and go back hard. But like I say, this is a show you don't want to miss, and I hope to see you guys in the building. It is a must to have you there. And also, for anybody who wants to be heard, I know I got a lot of people letting me know that they're online right now, but for anybody who wants to be on this show and call in and be heard, call 323-642-1532. Again, that number is 323-642-1532. I know a lot of people listen via web. I can't see you, but I do appreciate you. I see your stats later on. but I can't see you right now. So also, if you want to chat with me, you can actually chat with me on the Lyrical Cypher Blog Talk Radio show as well. And you just link up with me, Blog Talk, chat with Type in Lyrical Cypher Radio show, and we can chat from there. And I'm very excited about my book, you guys. I hope you guys take some time out to check it out. And I hope it helps you. And my prayer is that it helps, you know, change your life in a positive way or tap into your life and add some more positivity to it. So that being said, this topic I wanted to talk about, this is my last nugget before I get off the line, is called define. And I wrote this, and I hope this helps. And you guys, the definition of define is to define something you show, describe, or state clearly what it is and what its limits are and what it's like. So I put up here, choosing to define who you are requires you to place yourself in a vulnerable state. And the reason why I said that is because when I finally decide to define who I am, I've got to check me on all levels. You know, those things that we don't want to see, those things that we hide behind in a mirror, you know, mirroring ourselves. They state where you must dissect every part of you one moment at a time, right, wrong, or indifferent, and be willing to a willing participant to receive constructive criticism from family members as well as friends with whom you trust their thoughts and opinions of you. The conscious mind is made up of our surface thoughts, hopes, desires, and aspirations. The subconscious mind is the realm of our natural and habitual thought patterns and beliefs. It is our subconscious mind that downloads and stores our learned behaviors, and that's amazing. And I'm going to stop right there for a second because our subconscious mind downloads every behavior that we know, how to tie a shoe, how to take a bath, how to eat, how all those things. So just imagine the good behaviors and the bad behaviors that are actually already downloaded within us. So I said here, and I took this, I thought about in the Bible, you know, as a child, spoke as a child, thought as a child. So I said here, as a child, we were taught how to talk, walk, our belief system, and so much more. However, as an adult, we learn what behaviors are healthy or toxic for us. And we have the ability to make the changes accordingly that suit the life we desire to live. Just remember to take it one second at a time when making positive changes in your life, because trying to do all things at once can become overwhelming and it can lead to giving up, repeating the same cycles you decided to let go of. You are worth the wait, and always know that you matter, that no matter what, you matter. There may be days that you question your journey, the process, the cards you have been dealt in life, but please grab a hold of all the positivity as well as all the light you can muster and affirm that you are not your history. So I hope this one section in here, this is actually a part of my curriculum that I'll be teaching, but this is actually one of the topics that I go over when I'm teaching workshops and just in general. So when I'm teaching workshops and when I'm doing group sessions and individual sessions, this is one of the topics I discuss is defining. And this is a huge topic, and I stay here for a while because getting to that point, it takes time. So with that being said, you guys be blessed. Have a wonderful day. I see you guys Saturday at Arts Council, North Queen Street, 400 North Queen Street, Kinston, North Carolina, 28504. Doors open at 8 o'clock. Show starts 8:30 to 11. The show is $10, and for open mic talent, it's only $10. And also, for anybody who wants to get my book, you can actually cash at me, $ Clavette Roberts, capital C, capital R, $15, or you can go on Amazon and get the book for $19.99. And it's called Walking in Purpose with a Passion. Hope you guys have had a great night. You guys be blessed. See you next week. Peace and blessings.